over probably two-thirds of the property, there are massed plantings of rhododendrons that are very old now. So that's what it's most famous for. It also was a flower farm, so there are a lot of residual bulbs, both spring and autumn bulbs that flower at various seasons through the year. So it's a rolling display of flowers. Immediately before we bought the property, it had been run by the state government as a public reserve for 25 years in conjunction with the Walker family. They leased it from the family and they developed it as a public reserve. So when you look out over the hillside and you see the picnic tables and you see the toilets and you see the barbecue areas, the car parks and so forth, the Tasmanian government established that. They turned a very run-down nursery into a place for public enjoyment, at least the bottom 20-odd acres of it. We lived in the area, we brought our children up in the area, just a stone's throw away, and we often visited it when it was a public reserve, and the kids would roll down the hill through the daffodils and we'd run through the tunnels of rhododendrons, etc., like most local residents here. When it closed, we had purchased a half share in a beautiful patch of native forest, mature bush on Brown Mountain, which adjoined this property. And so it came up for tender. We didn't know what the future of it would be, and we thought we had a little bit of money at the time from another investment, and we decided we'd put in a tender for it. Not really knowing what we were letting ourselves in for, we thought we would like to keep it open in some capacity to the public. We also thought it was this 20-acre section and 80 acres of bush, which it clearly wasn't. We put in a tender, never expecting to be successful, and we were the successful tenderers, so life changed at that point.
How much have you changed on the property since you've been here?
I would say enhanced rather than changed. We spent the first 4 years restoring the rhododendron beds and some of the trees in this bottom section, which was the old reserve, because they'd been very overgrown and neglected. So there were tree species growing out, weed species, holly mainly, growing out of the tops of the rhododendrons, and you can see how big they are. And it took us 4 years to clear those trees from the rhododendron beds and get it into some kind of manageable order. Then we turned our attention up the hill because you could always see, from the distance, you could see other massed plantings of rhododendrons. And at that stage, Harold Walker was alive and was a help to us in explaining how the place was and how it was utilized and used. And he kept saying to me, "There are more rhododendrons up there, Margie. There are more up there." We had early on decided to leave that section as regrowth bush, basically. It was too hard to tackle. But bit by bit, we just turned our attention to some of the old trails, cleared the debris from them just a little bit at a time, and got quite excited with what we were finding because we were uncovering a lot of old nursery plantings that had been there since 1965 and left alone. And it was a wonderland of exotic things up that gully. So we opened up the trails, we developed a few more, we cleared some significant areas, and we built the beautiful chapel, which is now quite a feature of the gardens. We revegetated the creek, which had become very overgrown with blackberries and other weed species. With natives, we put mountains of blackwoods in, and we had a friend came and did some work with myrtles and ferns. And yeah, so I think we've enhanced what was here. We've certainly planted in areas that we had to clear back weeds. We've planted many more varieties of wallaby-proof exotics, mainly rhododendrons, but quite a number of other things as well. We've opened it up, built some dams so that we had some water, and built a couple of structures, including the house and the chapel. Now that it's been developed and planted out largely, the workload is not huge. We have an army of wildlife wallabies that come in at night time and mow the grass for us. So the parkland feel to it is because we garden alongside the wildlife. Chris does have a big flash mower and he mows twice a season, basically. And if we have a wedding or a big event, we just neaten it up with the mower. There's always storm damage, and this year, of course, we had massive damage from the snowfall that Launceston and surrounds experienced, and to an extent we're still dealing with that damage.
Looking around, there's massive show of colour all down the hill here, the rhododendrons. How does flowering this year compare to previous seasons?
I think it's quite a good flowering. It's just changed in the way that it's unfolded. It starts in sort of late August and goes through in a bell curve. And we tell people mid-November, peak flowering. I think we peaked last weekend. And we're on the downhill now for the next couple of weeks. Whether it's the weather, whether it was the snow, who can tell? But I think this year most of the rhodos have flowered in a more condensed time period than normal.